In 1921, following his meeting with Haj Amin Husseini, Sheikh Izzuddin Qassam started to lead people in mosques and encouraged them to fight against occupiers in northern Palestine. Especially in Haifa and in Jenin, at first, the main intention of Sheikh Izzuddin Qassam was to create awareness in people. Emphasizing the threats to Palestine, he encouraged people in mosques to armed struggle and to boycott British mandate. Despite other responsibilities of his time, who discriminated between the intentions of British colonialists and Zionists in Palestine, he did not consider any difference between the two. He strongly believed in organizing forces in order to fight against foreign invaders and warned Palestinians not to resort to British authorities to be safe from Zionists' entrenchments. Devotion, altruism, Islamic identity, self-confidence, and autonomy were among the most important features of the uprising of Izzuddin Qassam. In his speeches in mosques, he invariably emphasized that Muslims' honor and dignity would be maintained only with their own efforts, and pinning their hopes to foreigners would bring them nothing but misery and wretchedness. When Izzuddin Qassam made sure that the only way to prevent Palestine from changing its identity to a Zionist country was armed struggle, he commanded Palestinians to stage an Islamic uprising against occupying Zionists in northern Palestine in 1935. A similar uprising was supposed to start in the south. However, crudity of some Palestinian personalities who still expected the support of Britain and did not realize the present threats from the behaviors of this government made them hesitate in the uprising of the South. Izzuddin Qassam started his armed uprising with his limited number of companions. A number of villagers joined this uprising near Haifa and northern Palestine. Militant governor of British colonialist government, who was quite worried about this uprising and its potential pervasiveness, dispatched a troop to the north immediately to suppress this uprising. In an unequal combat, Izzuddin Qassam was besieged, and after hours of conflict, he and his companions were martyred.